Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. Okay, She Gets a Pod because, well, if you've been here, you know the story. Anyway, my name is Shan, aka Chantal. Okay, I'm not tall, I'm very short, 5'4 to be exact. I'm from Philly by way of ATL currently, and I have two Jamaican parents, so there's that. I am a Gemini. I have two kids. I am a mother, an auntie, a sister, and I'm a little weird, and that's okay. I'm a little quirky, and that's okay. I have a big head, huge head, all right? Two great melons, juicy, healthy Polly Pocket. And I'm just out here sharing, and I'm glad you're here. This is another season, season 22 to be exact. If you would like to find me, you can find me in the social streets at Shambi Podden. ShambiPodden.com is also my website. I do have creative books for podcasters, people who want to podcast or people who want to create content. You can find those books on Lulu.com, made by me. I also have 5 other podcasts outside of this one. If you go to ShambiPodden.com, you can see them all. All right. I appreciate you listening because you did not have to be here. I am an indie podcaster, meaning there is no team behind me. It is just me and me on this mic. Thank you for checking out last season. Last season was amazing. Thank you, Drake, Pod Fam. My Pod Fam is still strong. We're going into another year. Let's go. Let's get into this episode. I'm folding towels and I'm doing laundry and I'm working. But y'all gonna get all of this, okay? What I was thinking about was like people who get so caught up in the current feels of shit that they feel like life is not going to continue. And the thing is, like, if you can't do something that you wanted to do, life is going to continue. If you can't be somewhere where you want to be, life is going to continue. Like, what happened, happened. Old thoughts, ways you do things, and sometimes people will not bring about new opportunities for you, so they can't come with you. The people you choose to deal with will have an impact on your life, or they won't, and they won't be memorable. We have to continue to learn and grow with our success. Like, you can't just sit there and wallow in your shit and think something's going to change. And a lot of people be like, I don't want to struggle, I want to struggle. But the whole point about having strength in anything is the fact that you struggled and you got through. So if you're not trying to struggle, but you're trying to have strength to withstand bullshit, you're not going to be able to because you've never had any challenge. You never had any pushback on anything, any resistance. And most people don't want to endure anything, which is crazy to me because who the fuck told you life going to be a flow of easiness? I sometimes struggle to be in the moment of shit because I'm always planning for the next thing that's coming up. But especially being a mom, I have to force myself to be in the moment of a lot of things. But if I keep missing out on the now, looking for what's this ideal, perfect happiness that is not really real, I'll never be happy with anything because I'm trying to reach for the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And that's what most millionaires do, or people who have like a lot of eyes on them, is they feel like they haven't done anything great because once they get to something great, they're looking ahead at the next thing. They're not looking at where they are now. And that's why it's super important to have people to remind you that I'm proud of you. Like, you were here last year. You're doing so good. Thank God you got this done and that's out the way. That's one less problem on your plate. Like, pulling yourself together is a self job, but it's way easier when you have people around you that support you and know what you came from, what you worked up from, and those times where you felt like you don't have nobody. Those times when you felt like you were stuck. those times when you felt like there was no out. You got to have people to remind you like, nah, you are the shit. Look at this shit. You went from this to this. Most people can't do this to this in 5 years. You did it in a few months. Like, that's something to clap about, and you have to learn how to congratulate yourself. Damn. One thing people don't pick up on, too, is a lot of people might say no to you and do something with someone else because they feel like you're above that situation. You're above, you know, getting in the middle of that business. You're above that type of shit. Out of respect. Out of the fact. Kind of like you grew up in the hood, but your mom or your dad did all this extra shit to keep you out of trouble. And the block boys know you. The old people know you. The people in the community know you. And you get into a bind and you want some quick money. And you be like, let me, put me on, put me on. They're just like, no, not you. They're not saying no, not you, because you're not really in a bind. They say no, not you, because you're too smart and you have so many great things going for you that they don't want to fuck up your clean slate. So don't be bothered by somebody saying no or somebody not putting you on in a certain way. Some people feel like the situation, you're above that because you're on a different path. You're on a clean slate. Something that they wish somebody would have done for them that is being done for you. And you're not seeing it, but they see the vision and they don't want to get... Look at all these fucking uniforms in this. I wash clothes and they just put them in... they just put them in the toy boxes. This is parenting. Sorry. These are clean. Clean clothes in the toy boxes. I'm tired of rewashing clean clothes. But, yeah, every opportunity that people say no to you about is not because they don't like you. It's because they feel like you're above that. So respect the no's that you get, too. A lot of people don't know how to respect the no's. Because if you're not going to get it that way, you got to find a legal way that won't get you in some shit to get it. That's all. And this is another thing. That's my heater. Because who about to have the heat on all day in the house and it's only me here? Not me. We about to put the heat on where I'm at. Duh. That's called adulting. When you got to pay a $100 gas bill with other utilities plus rent, you do some strange things, all right? I have to sweep the floor. My break is never a break. Oh my God, I gotta pee. Hold on. I'm gonna put y'all on mute because I'm a lady. I feel so much better. Okay. You know how people in life feel a rush to find somebody, a rush to get engaged, a rush to have this wedding, a rush to buy this house, a rush to take this trip, a rush to get this car. I don't feel no 30s rush. Like, people rushing to get these things all to not be happy later. I'm not in no rush. I'm not in no rush for no relationship. I'm not in no rush for no ring. I'm not in no rush for no wedding because I don't want one. I'm not in no rush to post my relationship all over the internet. I'm not in no rush to have no more babies because I don't want any more babies. I want all low-key, enjoyable things. Meaning, if I end up in Greece on a nice trip, that I'm just in Greece on a nice trip, I went. I'm not trying to put on blast that I'm going to Greece. I'm not trying to put on blast who I'm in Greece with. I'm not trying to put on blast every little thing that I did in Greece. You know what I'm saying? I would share that with some of my people in my small group, but I don't feel like everybody's life is for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like everybody's big life-changing events is for everybody. And I think that's why a lot of people are not happy, because they feel like they got to do this one thing that's so big so they can show everybody, so everybody can feel a way about that one thing they did. No, you're the only person that's supposed to feel great about the one thing that you did. If other people feel great about that great thing that you did for yourself, cool. But we're not looking for, I know I got to pay my goddamn insurance. You ain't got to remind me. Again, adulting notifications on my phone. I don't need outside acceptance for the decisions that I make. And a lot of people will say, well, what if you miss out on the person you're supposed to be in a relationship with? What if you miss out on X, Y? I do not personally feel like what's for you, you miss out on. Whatever is for me, if I'm moving on my time, being honest about how I feel, will be there for me when I am ready for it. Now, if me not being ready currently affects somebody waiting around for me or being in my life in a certain way or doing something work-wise with me, then fuck it. It's not supposed to go down the way you think it's about to go down with me. Maybe it'll go down a different way or won't go down at all, or I'm the wrong person. Like, the most funniest thing that we can do in life is sit here and make all these plans for what we're going to do or what we want, and the creator look at us and be like, that ain't even on schedule. He ain't even on your schedule. There's nowhere in this book for you. Or she ain't even in this. You think it's her, but it's actually her over there, but you ain't even got to where you need to get to yet to see who I have in your vision. You know what I'm saying? So life will go on, because you don't necessarily have to have everything exactly how you see it for yourself in your mind, because whatever is for you, I believe, is going to be there when you're ready. And some people be like, nah, you're going to miss out on X, Y, and Z. You could have been with X, Y, and Z. Who is you? Who told you that was my destiny? Who told you you was the sayer of She Gets It podcast? We'll be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones, and the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping, and it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. What's about to happen? Okay, we see what happened to Cleo. All right? Cell block 56938. You know what I'm saying? Pause. And get out of people's business. And I think social media gives people like this invisible entitlement of other people's lives where you don't belong. All right? Life will go on. Your life is going to go on. My life is going to go on, so on and so on. But you got to get up. You got to grow up. You got to allow people to be human. Humans leave. Humans come back. Some are not allowed back, but that's all your decision. If I feel like our lives are what it's supposed to be, then it will be. If I feel like we don't align, then we don't align. As long as we stay consistent, honest, and focused on the life that we're supposed to be living for ourselves, then what's supposed to happen will happen. The good and the bad. Because there's a lot of good that comes from the inconvenient shit in our lives. There's a lot of bad that comes from the inconvenient shit in our lives. But no matter what, we gonna learn something in the process. I promise you that. Oh, we gonna learn something in the process. So stay around people who have love for you as is. Not what you're going to be, not the money you about to get into, not what you're going to have, not where you're going to go. Like, people who want to be around you and see you do good, and you are around people that you want to see do good also. Stay around good energy, people that value you, people that will not put things in the way of your goals or put you in situations that will fuck up the goals you have for yourself. Having an authentic connection with people is a different level of air. It's a relief of stress. Not something forced. You know, even if people don't show back up in your life in a good way, sometimes that's what it's supposed to be. Sometimes you got to graduate from people. Sometimes the longevity you thought you was about to have with somebody, that's not the somebody you're supposed to have that longevity with. And that's okay. Life is going to go the fuck on. So stop wallowing in old shit. Stop bringing up how great old shit was if you don't have that old shit still. Like, I don't want to hear about how much money you used to have 5 years ago or what house you used to have or what cars you used to. Who gives a fuck? What you had 5 years ago, what is that doing for you today? What are you doing today to make sure it does something for you 5 years from now? That is the motherfucking question. Okay? Life will go on. You will get better. It's up to you. Or you will get worse. That's also up to you. Yeah, I wake up some mornings and I'm just like, damn, I wish I was a bum and I could live off of the government. And my whole goal today is to watch a whole series and eat the shit that's in my refrigerator that I bought on government money. But that whole lifestyle is not in me. I'm somebody that creates work for herself. So it fulfills me. You know what I'm saying? I feel productive. I'm somebody that needs to be productive. Even if I'm sitting and I'm watching a series, I'm creating something. I'm writing something. I'm doing something. While I'm reading, I'm writing something. There's no time that I'm just sitting and watching and eating. I'm always sitting and doing something, cooking and doing something, in bed and doing something, at a desk and doing something. Currently, I'm on my break. I'm doing something. Like, that is in me. I'm not no play games all day, ain't do shit productive with my life type of girl. I'm not. And I don't understand people who could do that. To me, if you can drink all day or you can smoke all day and not do anything productive, you need to go see a therapist. Because there is something you're seriously running away from that's not going anywhere by you numbing with that bullshit that you're doing that's not productive. And that's all I wanted to say. I hope you people have a glorious day. I gotta go sweep the kitchen. Bye. We got shit to do because I'm productive. That's what I do.